and Christian greetings to each one here this morning. It was that singing was beautiful. And it said there in that last song that he is everything to me. And that's what we need to think about this morning. You know, and I guess several thoughts come in my mind when Phil asked me to have devotions. One was that lately I've been noticing just the beauty of the earth and the creation and all these things that are around us. And then I hear people say there is no God. It doesn't make any sense to me. There is a God, a great God, and he's everything to me. And the other thing I was thinking about is that, well, there was one more thing I guess I'll say. As soon as we hung up the phone, I asked my wife, I said, you know, I said there was a couple of messages that I had in my mind, but they just escaped. I lost them. I do that. When I read the Bible or just live my life, every once in a while I think, oh, that'd make a good message. But for some reason it all went away. But then I got thinking about this next week and a half that's coming up, and I thought, well, maybe we should talk a little bit about what's happening in our country. And you know, I thought about that a while, and then I thought, you know what? Why don't we go to God's house to worship him? And this is a worship service, so let's forget about those things. No, not forget about them, but put them on the back burner at least. We need to pray. We need to keep looking to God for strength, but let's worship God this morning. Anyhow, I decided to read a couple psalms and make just a few comments. And those psalms are Psalms 95 and 96. And it says, O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. And there's a good thought right there. The rock of our salvation. So we're going to make a joyful noise unto the rock of our salvation. We're going to stick with him. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. And there's another thought. And I'm going to quit doing this. I don't want to just give a thought in a verse because it takes too long. But thanksgiving, that should be, I think, first on our list when we come before the Lord. Thanksgiving. We have so much to be thankful for. For the Lord is a great God, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are his people. And we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts as in the provocation and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation and said, it is a people that do err in their heart. And they have not known my ways. Unto whom I swear in my wrath, they shall not enter into my rest. First part of that chapter was toward thanksgiving and worshiping God. And then the psalmist couldn't figure out why these people would turn away from him. And that's a good question. But they did. But it says, harden not your hearts, as the day of provocation. And then the next chapter, we'll sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord, all all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless the, his name, show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all the people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be the, he is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindred of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto him, unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him and all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Lord reigneth. The world also shall be established, that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. And that was another thought that I wanted to brush over just a little bit. here it talks about coming before the Lord and bringing an offering and worshiping him and so on and so forth. And then it says, say among the heathen, the Lord reigneth. The world also shall be established, that it shall be, it shall not be moved. And that, so that's a thought that I had there a little bit. You know, we think about, I hear floating around the countryside, and, you know, what's going to happen if a certain person gets into this being president and so on and so forth. You know what it says here? It says that the Lord will not be moved. It's established. And then it says, he shall judge the people righteously. I like that. Let the heavens rejoice and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof. Let all the fields be joyful and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the world, of the wood, rejoice. And here again it comes, before the Lord, shall rejoice before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and the people with his truth. And I like that. No matter what happens, no matter what's in the future, we have our God. And he'll judge righteously and in truth. We hear a lot of things about people lying and all this kind of stuff. And God is a God of truth. Aren't we glad? Aren't we thankful? Let's pray.